And the HealthyLife.net News at 7 continues, welcoming back Ellen Moyer. Ellen has tips for a sustainable world today again on the HealthyLife.net News at 7. Ellen, welcome back.
Thank you, Jay. Today I want to talk about tips for helping trees. You know, trees are our best friends when it comes to climate change. Forests lessen global warming by removing carbon dioxide from the atmosphere and storing the carbon in the plants and soils. Especially large amounts of carbon are stored in old forests. And forests left undisturbed for 1,000 years or more continue to drive carbon deep into the soil. Now, this goes for temperate forests as well as rainforests. When trees are cut, the stored carbon is released from the trees and soil back into the atmosphere, accelerating climate change. The Earth has lost half its trees since human civilization began, and rapid deforestation has occurred in recent decades. Today's global deforestation is driven by production of palm oil, timber and paper products, soy, cattle, and bioenergy. Trees matter for a lot of other reasons besides climate. They clean the air and water, moderate the water cycle, provide Earth's heat shield, house and feed animals, and provide wild places and resources for humans. Not to mention their intrinsic value aside from any benefits that they provide to us. So we need to stop deforestation, and climate change makes the need even more urgent. Surprisingly, each of us can do a lot to help with this problem. Now, please don't feel like you have to do all the tips I'm about to mention. This is just a menu of ideas. First, we can reduce our use of trees. We can print out documents double-sided. We can print out less or not at all. We can avoid excess packaging in how we send things and buy things. When we shop, we can opt for sets of items instead of individually packaged single items, and sometimes we don't need bags. Cutting down on the deluge of junk mail is a huge help. It's an ongoing process that never ends, but it can become routine and relatively painless. When I get junk, I first look for a return envelope. If there is one, I put the junk in the envelope with a note to remove me from the mailing list and send it right on back. If there's no envelope, I call the company, ask for the person in charge of the mailing list, and ask that person to remove me from the list. I stop the phone company from sending me unwanted phone books. With unwanted catalogs, I either call the number on the catalog or I go to a website called Catalog Choice to unsubscribe. I do these things immediately, usually right after returning with the mail, before I even put it down, to keep junk from piling up. It's fast and effective, and I feel fantastic on days when there is no junk in my mail. Another way to cut back is to stay off of mailing lists in the first place. When you give out your contact information to stores, companies, associations, or charitable organizations, tell them to keep you off mailing lists and to not share your information with other organizations. Eating less meat, especially less red meat, helps forests, because about a quarter of the Earth's land area is dedicated to livestock grazing, and additional land is used to grow feed crops for livestock. So eating less meat means more land can stay forested. You can reuse paper. I use the backs of paper for scribbling notes, and reusing gift wrapping paper is a long-time tradition in my family. We can recycle paper more and opt to buy things made from recycled paper. I buy copy paper with recycled content, even though, perversely, it's more expensive. We can have less lawn and more woods. We can plant trees. A fantastic thing to do is to plant trees with and for kids. When I was a kid, my parents planted a special tree on our property for each of the four kids, a sycamore locust for me, a maple and a pine for my brothers, and a weeping willow for my sister. We helped with the planting. The locust and maple replaced two majestic Dutch elms that had been killed by Dutch elm disease, leaving massive, depressing stumps behind. We watched our trees grow miraculously over the years. And even after we moved away to a different location, we occasionally went by the old place and saw how our trees were doing. We can also grow the next generation of people who care about the environment by taking kids hiking, skiing, canoeing, and camping. Kids can have a great time while learning about the natural world, including trees. Finally, we can support policies that protect forests by voting, signing petitions, and donating to environmental organizations working to protect forests. We can support policies that are consistent with the Sustainable Development Goals adopted by most of the world's countries last year. These goals call for sustainable forest management, halting deforestation, restoring degraded forests, and planting more trees. We can support policies that value the services that forests provide, such as carbon storage, rather than treating them as worthless as we do now. This would lead to wiser use of forests. For example, perhaps recycled paper would then be cheaper than new paper. We can support policies that permanently protect forests, the creation of new national parks, for example. However, many U.S. public lands enjoy scant protection, so we need to support policies that prohibit industrial uses of public land that damage forests. Uses such as logging, mining, ranching, oil and gas drilling, water withdrawals, pipelines, bioenergy, and yes, solar and wind farms. At the same time, we can push for increased public access to the public's own land for hiking and other benign activities, so people can have fun while their intact forests mitigate climate change and provide all the other benefits we need. So as you can see, there's a lot we can do both individually and collectively to help trees help us.
And especially on the heels of Christmas, where so many trees come and go so quickly and seem to have such a short life in our homes before they're just put out on the street. I know there's a lot of programs with that. And doesn't just have to be Arbor Day to consider our friends the trees. They are there for lots of great reasons for us, and a great insight today from Ellen Moyer. Ellen is here each and every week with the Tips for Sustainable World here on thehealthylife.net, News at 7. Ellen, where can our listeners reach out and find you online, your website?
My website is ellenmoyerphd.com, so that's spelled ellenmoyerphd.com.
All right, and we look forward to hearing Ellen again next time on the HealthyLife.net News at 7 with Tips for a Sustainable World.
Thank you, Jay.